I'm here with City Administrator Jennifer Stapleton. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for taking the time today to talk with us here at KRFY and get a little city update and hear about some really exciting news for our community. We want to talk, so thank you.
Thank you, Susie. So I'm glad to be here with you and exciting things to talk about today.
Yeah. Well, we want to talk about the $7.5 million gift to the city for the James Russell Sports Facility. But we could hear about current city happenings, a little city talk for people things for people to know about. So this is your time to tell us about what's going on.
Well, perfect. This is perfect time because spring has finally arrived in Sandpoint. I think we are through winter one, winter two, winter three, and mud season. Hopefully I'm not jinxing us, but we are thinking about spring here at the city. So just wanted to cover some things as we're kind of doing spring cleaning, literally here at the city, and getting ready for what we expect will be a very busy summer season. Our annual citywide branch pickup is scheduled. It will be the week of April 11th, so April 11th through April 15th. So residents need to plan for branches to be out, stacked up lengthwise in the street along the curb, no later than April 10th. So we make our crews make a pass through the entire city. And if your branches were not out at the beginning of the week and you call on Wednesday and say, you know, I got branches out and need a pickup, we don't do a second sweep through. It takes us an entire week to do the sweep through. So a reminder that brush and branches need to be lengthwise in the street along the curb. We're not in leaf pickup this time of year, so we're not picking up leaves and nothing in a bag. And the diameter for branches is under 4 inches and no longer than 6 feet. So we aren't on stump pickup or again, leaf pickup. And please don't mix your branch pile, your brush pile with other things like leaves, grass clippings, building materials. This pickup is just straight a branch pickup. And again, will occur the week of April 11th through the 15th. So please have your branches out by April 10th.
Is there a place on the website where people can go and get those parameters, again, the 4 inches in diameter, the 6 feet long, lengthwise, all that information?
Yes, it'll be on the front page of the city's website.
Okay.
We'll be able to access that there. And it will also, for those residents who use the Engage Sandpoint app, it will be a notification you'll see in your app there as well. And we'll have that announcement in the Engage Sandpoint app and, of course, on our Facebook page too. In addition to branch pickup, with spring cleaning comes sweeping. And throughout the city, and many of us in our driveways and at homes have used an awful lot of gravel over this long winter season that we've had this past year. And so street sweeping is back in full swing. That has already started. Our crews sweep on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. Spring through fall. So our street sweeping crews are out there, and if they haven't gotten to your house, they will. And we actually have a map where we're showing where crews have been that is typically available on our website. We are working on getting that posted and some updates to that right now. Restriping of the streets also frequently comes up this time of year, as with the gravel and the snow. And the traffic, our striping starts to fade come this time of the year. And we do have restriping scheduled that will occur in late May. We are currently working with painting contractors for availability to get the full striping of the city completed as well. We are working on our potholes that tend to surface during the winter and spring. Our roads are notorious for heaving and cracking and potholes with our changing weather conditions and our groundwater. So our local soils are full of silt and sand, which makes them vulnerable to frost. And during the spring, when our temperatures increase, our once frozen roads begin to thaw from the top down. And that's when we tend to see the potholes form. So our streets crews are out working on potholes this spring. A reminder to people again about our Engage Sandpoint app. You can download it in the Google Play Store or in the Apple iTunes Store right on your mobile phone and report areas where there are potholes or other concerns. And our crews will go out and check that every day and will address potholes. Our restrooms in our parks are open. So the restrooms at City Beach, Lakeview Boat Ramp, and Memorial Grandstands and our boat ramp, those are all open currently. Our restrooms at Lakeview Park and Traverse Park, they open the first week of April once our night temperatures stay above 25 degrees. As those particular restrooms, we have to work around freezing issues. Memorial Field is open and we've had games there already, as well as practices. Pine Street Park and the old ninth grade Dubs Field, ball fields, those are also open. Travers ball fields will open the first week of April, and the sports complex, the broader Great Northern fields will probably open around April 9th, and play will be scheduled there April 11th. So other than that, we are in spring cleaning, getting ourselves opened up, and we are doing an awful lot of special event permitting already. So we have over 30 special event applications in that we are processing right now at the city, including Lost in the 50s coming back in May to kick off our summer season. So we anticipate issuing that permit by mid-April. We are working on the license agreement and the lease agreements for Farmers Market Festival at Sandpoint, and both of those will be going to council for their first meeting in April.
Just think what we were doing the last 2 years. This is a whole new world for us to celebrate the fact that here we are back as a community seeing each other. This is a joyful time. And so the city is getting ready for all of that. I like the fact that Engage Sandpoint is a great app for people, especially it's so interactive. Like you said, if you see potholes that aren't being, you know, you don't know if the city knows about them, you can engage that way. So it's a perfect thing to stay connected for people in our city. Well, thank you for the city talk, we call that. Remember, we used to come in all the time? And
yes, city talk. I miss those days.
We could do that because KRFY just opened up our studio for guests again yesterday. So let's get to the big news. I'll just precursor it a little bit. This was a gift of $7.5 million from James Russell, the family, the James Russell estate. So for a sports complex or sports facility. But let's start with, who is James Russell and why did he give us this money?
So interesting story. It was about, I think it was about August of 2019. I had a note coming back from a meeting on my desk that a Jim and a Jenny Russell wanted to meet with me about a memorial donation. So I had that meeting with Jim and Jenny back in 2019, and we never talked dollar amounts. I wasn't sure, you know, when we have a lot of people who do memorial benches, and they came in and said they were interested in doing a memorial donation in the name of Jenny's husband, Jim Russell, and Jim Russell, his father. So there's Jim A. Russell, that is the son, and then there's Jim E. Russell, and that is the father. So James Jim E. Russell grew up here in Sandpoint. He graduated from Sandpoint High School, and he was involved in multiple sports, football and other sports here, ultimately went on and attended the University of Idaho, where he got his engineering degree, and he was inducted eventually into the University of Idaho Engineering Hall of Fame. While in school at University of Idaho, he was back over the summer months and met Virginia Russell, who was a sophomore in high school at Sandpoint High School. And Jim was a sophomore at University of Idaho in the engineering program, and they met at Ogden Hall and were later married, and their family has a lot of history with Ogden Hall. Jim went on, ultimately, he was in the ROTC program. He later in his military career was involved with the missile defense program, particularly during the Cold War, and founded a defense contracting company on the East Coast, and was highly successful as a businessman with that company and working on the East Coast. But he and Jenny have always, they have family back here in Sandpoint, extended family. They have spent summers, any free time that they have here back in Sandpoint, and really had a love and tie to this community and many family gatherings over the years at Ogden Hall in particular. And so when Jim had passed away in 2019, Jim, his son, and Jenny were interested in a memorial contribution. I worked with the family over, it's been a couple of years on really trying to figure out what that memorial contribution would look like, what they were interested in. At the first meeting I had with them, they both mentioned to me that Jim had a lifelong love of fishing, golf, and tennis. And so this is where master planning comes into play. I pulled out our Parks and Recreation master plans that we were in the process of finalizing at the time, and talked about what improvements were envisioned in our parks that tied to Jim's love. And the tennis court improvements, the court sports, including pickleball over at Traverse Park, really resonated. So Jim and Jenny played tennis most of their lives. In fact, Jim and his love for fitness, the families recounted to me, worked out at 6 o'clock in the morning every day. His entire life, he was very regimented about that and really believes in the competitiveness, the team-based aspect of sports, and how it contributes to a person's overall character in the community. Ultimately, this last December, as they were finalizing their estate, and we had our final parks plans, and we're looking at what our projects would be over the next few years, we picked up our discussions again about the tennis court, and we laid out with our new parks planning and development manager, Maeve, what the different options were at the Traverse Park site, as well as what the associated costs with those projects would be. So one was resurfacing the existing tennis courts. Second was bringing in additional multi-purpose courts. And ultimately, there was just a little note in our plan about the notion of developing and replacing the four existing courts with multi-purpose courts, and a building at that site was the long-term vision. It was about December 28th, I think Maeve and I had a Zoom call conversation with Jim and Jenny, and we had sent them our PowerPoint presentation, and then we're going over these different options. And Jim said, I'm just going to stop you right there. It is this option 4C, I think it was, that we want to do, which is the building structure. And my father, when he would come here in the summertime, always said Sandpoint needed something that was a covered facility for the wintertime, and understanding our different weather conditions here. And he would sit with a napkin at the kitchen table and kind of draw out what a facility would look like. And for Jim and Jenny, they saw our concept and they saw their father's dream. And so that's where we are today.
That's a fantastic story. I love the backstory because it really says, when we look at this new facility, when it happens, the James Russell, what are we calling it, sports facility, there's a story there, and it would probably would be a good idea inside to have that little kind of a synopsis. I just want to let the KRFY listeners know that I'm talking with Jennifer Stapleton, City Administrator of Sandpoint, and we're talking now about the James Russell gift of $7.5 million to host that or to facilitate that sports complex. And I can tell you one thing, I was going to say this at the end, but the pickleball people are going to be thrilled, by the way.
Oh, they are thrilled. It will be multi-purpose. And honestly, our greatest challenge with this is it really speaks to our need for that in-town indoor facility in the wintertime. I mean, we've heard from representatives from baseball who said, you know, we need a place to, and we could do some of our practice. And I've heard from the golf coach, and we've heard from a little bit of everyone who would like to an indoor facility. And I do want to emphasize the priority with this facility. What it was built, what it will be built for is court sports. So tennis, pickleball. We're going to be incorporating areas for basketball into this, but it is a hard surface. And if we can accommodate other community events, we certainly will be looking at maximizing this facility to the extent possible. But I think we are going to have our hands full with scheduling tennis and pickleball in particular.
I know you are. So now we wonder, so you kind of described what the facility is mostly prioritized for. So where are we at? When, what, and where? It's going to be at the existing courts, it sounds like, over there at Traverse, and maybe pushed back a little bit into the retreat area, all the way up to the residential property there. So where are we at? What's the timeline that we might be looking at?
Well, we got moving on this right away. So at the March 16th council meeting, what came before the council is a resolution accepting this donation from the family. But then we were also seeking council approval to move to issue an RFP for a design build contractor to get this facility moving. And it's not just this facility. In conjunction with this, we had already planned to do improvements and expansions at the adjacent skate park. And really improvements and updates to it that will make it an all wheels park. So wheelchairs could access that, scooters, skateboards, all wheels, and including a bike pump track. And so design of that and probably a design of that and initial phase of construction will also occur at the same time. Because we're working in the same area, we're disturbing ground there. So it was a way to achieve cost savings and try to get as much done as possible. The RFP today is out on the streets and we have lots of questions, lots of interested people. We have pushed this out nationally to get the best partner firm for us here because it will be working with us on envisioning the whole master plan at that park. So this will just be the first phase as we move through the whole vision for the sports complex. And we will be getting bids, proposals are due late the end of April. We anticipate awarding a contract within and negotiating a contract within a couple weeks of that period and fully into design build by late this spring. We have our goal for completion of this facility substantially complete is before Thanksgiving of 2023. So we really have a pretty aggressive timeline with this.
Well, that's fantastic. So another question, I was just going to say quickly, because I'm so impressed by this whole thing you helped facilitate through with since 2019 working to make this happen. And it's a joyful moment in time for the city of Sandpoint, something we've always wanted. And this, the James Russell family has made it possible. So we really thank them for.
Yeah. And it really, to be clear with this too, this is this $7.5 million donation. What's so amazing. This is two individuals. It literally is Jenny and Jim. Right. They decided their personal wealth to invest in this community and in this center. And as we move forward with design, we are continuing to look, we will continue to look for opportunities for other donations and how those could be incorporated and recognized at this site. Already on March 16th, when we announced this donation, we had been working with another family interested in doing a donation of a couple. Well, initially it started with one bronze statue, that kids could interact with that would be a public piece of art. And we got talking with locations with them. We had talked with that family about this donation from Jim and Jenny Russell, and ultimately they came back in Ann Hargis and Denny Liggett, they're retired 40-year veterans, veterinarians, excuse me, who have lived in this area for over 40 years and made a gift that council has also accepted of a bronze statue, a commissioned bronze statue of a mountain lion and cub or cougar and cub, and a black bear. And it will be going at a gateway to the park and to this facility. And what really inspired Denny and Ann and is a fun story. And I think a lot of fun that the community can have is, so the Russell family, Jim Russell, who passed away, his best friend in high school was Pat McManus. And for those who are familiar with the Pat McManus books, or maybe you've been to one of the theater productions, and if you haven't, you should read them. They are so incredibly funny and really celebrate the rural nature and the animals and the characters of our region. And so the characters in the McManus books are based on the Russell family.
Wow.
For those who are familiar with the books, one of the main characters, Reg Sweeney, that's Jim. Okay. And so there are a couple of famous, really well-known stories in the Pat McManus series. One is about a black bear that gets into the family's attic, and the other one is about a cougar. And so the kind of the tie-in and the fun with this in a park that is a park for families and kids is fun.
You know, it just reminds me of how interconnected we are, and those interconnections really is what forms community. And we have a beautiful community here. We have great parks. Sandpoint, the city of Sandpoint, is doing such a great job. So we're kind of coming close to the end here, but I think you kind of touched on it. I think $7.5 million is a huge amount of money, but at the same time, building something that encapsulates and facilitates the needs that have been identified through your master plan and things like that. And you kind of alluded that you'll be looking at other ways to maybe pull more funding to facilitate this, but it's going to happen. It sounds like by 2023 in the fall, people will be able to play that pickleball inside.
Yeah, it becomes a game changer for us in the wintertime for sure as a community. People are, the calls coming into the city, it's been nonstop since we made this announcement. And here's one of the most amazing things about this announcement. We relatively kept this under wraps all of this time, which you know does not happen in Sandpoint. So
good job, because you know it had to have its moment in time to be announced instead of an afterthought. So very good. Anything else you'd like to say about that before we just say wrap up?
As we move through design, The community will have an opportunity to see those before we get through build. And so there will be some community engagement on this in terms of what was envisioned there. Again, that was part of our parks master planning efforts. So that's completed, but the fine tuning on a facility and something that not only we are really considering not only getting the facility built, but future maintenance and operation costs. I've had someone else contact us this week asking about potentially contributing to an endowment fund that would support maintenance and operations. So really some great opportunities here for continued community discussion. And again, what a wonderful gift to the community. And this family is amazing.
So we have a big shout out and thank you to the James and Jenny Russell family for really supporting this beautiful community that we have. So thank you to them for that. And thank you, Jennifer, for all you do at the city. It's a big job. You're doing an excellent job from me to you. And thanks for talking with me today. It's always nice to talk with you.
Thank you. We'll have to do this again. Hopefully we have some more exciting announcements.
Yeah. Call me anytime we can. This is easy. So take good care. Have a good day. And thanks again, Jennifer Stapleton,
thank you.
City Administrator for the City of Sandpoint. Thank you.